if you have recently made a decision to come back into regular riding, first of all, congratulations, great decision. Secondly, you might now be thinking, marvellous, what's next? And I know it can feel a little bit overwhelming when you've made the decision, your mind's made up, but you just don't know what to do next. Well, today I'm going to lay out for you the very first four rides of your new regular riding schedule. So you've been waiting for kind of an instruction sheet to get you a marching orders to get you on point and into the saddle. Today is the day. Okay, let's dive in. Hey there, and welcome to the Daily Strides podcast. My name is Lorna Leeson. I'm an equestrian trainer and coach, and I work with riders all over the world who maybe are embarrassed that they're not actually riding as much as they say they want to anymore, and I help them get back into the saddle. Okay, so I mentioned how right now you may have made that decision. And if you have, you know what, you're not alone. This time of year is the time of year that so many riders recommit to riding again. And it's great. It's marvelous. It feels so good. You know, when you make the decisions, you're like, yes, I feel excited about this. I'm feeling inspired. I'm feeling like I can take on the world. And then the whole reality of the situation hits you a little bit. And you're thinking, golly gosh, there seems like an awful lot to do. And couple that with the fact that here, where you are right now, and there, where you used to be, are two very different places. And many riders then end up basically throwing in the towel before they actually really and truly give it a good go. Well, today I want to give you a hand. I'm going to lay out 4 days worth of riding, okay? A plan for each day that you can use to not only get back into the saddle and to enjoy it, but also to feel that you are in some way making progress again. Because I think that can be the frustration, especially for riders who are quote unquote lapsed. We have left riding on maybe at a certain level, okay? And then when we get back into the saddle, it can feel very frustrating that we're no longer at that level. Like, we know all the things, we know what to do, but it's like the body and the brain just aren't listening to each other. And they're not syncing up at all, okay? And it can feel very, very frustrating. Well, today I want to talk about how you can begin to overcome that as well with your horse and in your riding. Now, I do want to kind of start this off by prefacing that obviously every horse and every rider are unique. You're all on your own unique little snowflake journey, and it is really, really important that you take into account your specific unique set of circumstances and your horses when you're going ahead with any sort of a plan, especially coming back into work after a break. Now, I have a podcast episode from I think around July last year. I'm going to link to it in the show notes of this episode about safely bringing a horse back into work after a break. But today I want to talk about bringing you back into work after a break, okay? But I do think that that would be worth listening to as well. I think kind of if we want to just round it up quickly, two of the biggest considerations tend to be how long you've not been in work and also why you stopped working. And I'm saying work meaning riding, doing regular work, and that goes for you and your horse. I think that those two factors really do play into how you can go forward with your horse. But assuming that you and your horse are good and your horse, I kind of made this plan with the assumption that the horse is doing a little bit, okay? The horse has not been laying up idle, okay? The horse has been doing something, and you're now basically trying to come back into work, okay? So what I would suggest is the very first day, we're going to aim for 20 minutes, okay, in the saddle. I think 20 minutes is a good number. It's a good kind of a taste to get back into it, to get going. I think we can all find 20 minutes, okay? And we're going to do it in walk. We're not even going to stress ourselves by doing anything else. Just going to be 20 minutes in walk. And what I would encourage you to do on the very first day back is to begin to really focus on feeling your horse underneath you, okay? Now, this can sound like a strange thing. You're thinking, of course I feel the horse underneath me. Every time I ride, the horse is underneath me. Yeah. I'm actually asking for you to really, really like get down into the nuts and bolts of this, okay? I also want you to feel how potentially you are going to lack the same level of suppleness that you had when you rode previously, maybe the same level of feeling comfortable. And also, and this is a very real one for most riders, the same levels of coordination. It's probably not going to be like it was, okay? You have to make peace with that. But once you've made peace with that, I would really make sure that you are now focusing on the now. You're going to invest your time, this 20 minutes, in actually focusing on tuning into how things feel right now. So instead of focusing on the differences, instead of thinking about, oh, it used to be all of these things and it was marvelous and amazing. No. You're going to say, you know what? That was then, this is now. We're going to focus on now. This is the body I have now. This is the physical state I'm in now. This is how I'm feeling now. This is where we are right now, right in these 20 minutes. What can I feel underneath me? Okay. Now, I do think that the initial ride, especially if you've had a break, it's a great way to begin to reconnect with your horse. And I really and truly would just get you to try and drop down into kind of your own body so that you can feel again the horse underneath you. So you want to begin paying attention to like the more subtle movements, okay? Like how the horse is moving, what leg is moving where and when underneath you, okay? Important stuff. Focus on that. Maybe the rhythm of the gait. I know we're only in walk, but focusing on the rhythm in the walk, can you identify it? So, and after identifying the rhythm, can you identify again what leg is moving where at any given time? Okay. You could also begin focusing on the energy. Okay. Like, what sort of an energy is my horse bringing to this? What sort of an energy am I bringing to this? Are we matched? Are we in alignment with each other? How's this all going? Okay. When you can begin to really and truly feel your way through this in this 20 minutes, it's actually going to give you a quick win, and it's going to lay the foundation for honestly all of the rides that are going to come after this. So I think that yes, it's important to make it happen. Don't make it such a big thing that it becomes really complicated and all you're thinking about is, my goodness, I used to be able to do this and I can't do that anymore. Focus on really and truly just feeling it out, being present with the horse and reconnecting. Okay, I think that's really, really important for that first ride. Okay, second ride, day two. Now, whether you're doing these consecutively or there's a couple of days in between, that's okay. It's neither here nor there. The thing is, you want to just commit to getting these four rides in. I think that that's really important. Day two, I would say 25 minutes, okay? And I would also, if you can, and again, this depends on you and your horse's unique situation, begin to add and introduce a little bit of trot. Now, I have mentioned how I am making the assumption that your horse has been, quote unquote, doing a bit, okay, while you were not. And whether it was groundwork, whether it was lunging, whether he's been ridden by somebody else, okay? I'm just making this assumption. I think if your horse has been off work for a significant amount of time, I wouldn't be encouraging trotting on the second day at all, okay? So just keep that in mind as well. But you know you and you know your horse. But what I would really then begin to make the intention for that second day be would be practicing your alignment, your straightness, and your basic position, okay? Now, you might think that this is a little bit below you. You might be thinking, okay, like I did all that years and years ago. Surely I don't need to go back. But the thing is, if your body has changed, okay, the way you are riding is going to have changed as well. And I really think that if you can think of this as beginning to train, to like kind of the open the doors to training yourself again, this becomes really important because we want to get off on the right foot and we want to have the basics correct so that you can build off them going forward, okay? If your position is working against you, okay, and this can be down to like maybe just a lack of tone or a lack of suppleness through the body, okay? There can be lots of reasons why your position, like your body is different, okay? Even like if a week goes past without riding, your body is different. So it's important to understand that you want to develop habits that are going to help you and your horse, not hinder the communication between the two of you when you're riding, okay? So I think it's really, really important to try and get it as good as you can from the very beginning, okay? And then again, you're not expecting things to be the same as they were before, but you're rather going to focus once more on making sure that you're making the most of how things are now, okay? So you want to think about your basic position. If we think about the lines, head, shoulder, hip, heel, elbows straight down through the hand, through the wrist, through the hand, all the way down the rein to the horse's mouth, okay? If we just take those two really basic concepts, we can go a long way with that, okay? That can really help. And then if we could then begin to think about our alignment from the perspective that we are, there's equal amounts of our body either side of our horse, okay? So if something was to fall down from the sky and kind of was able to measure out how much of you is on the left and how much of you is on the right, it would be absolutely equal. And then also that you've got a balanced seat, that your shoulders are remaining in alignment, and that you've got a steady and consistent lower leg. Those basic things, they seem really like, you know, really, but they are important. And I think then that, and again, if it's safe to do so, and you know you and you know your horse better, you can then begin to try some transitions in and out of trot, okay? So between trot and walk. And again, you're focusing on these basics being in place, both preparing for the transition, through the transition, and then in the trot itself. Now, I wouldn't trot for any longer than about 30 seconds, and I would transition back down to walk again, okay? I think that going longer, and especially if you've been out the saddle for a significant length of time, you're going to become physically tired, and that is where, again, bad habits begin to creep in. You want to nip all those bad habits in the bud. So you want to just very kind of slow and steady build yourself up to the point where you are only building good, kind of good, consistent habits that are going to work for you and your horse, that they're going to help and kind of aid you and your horse going forward with that, okay? I would say then, if you could do that a few times through the ride, so these kind of little 30-second trots, okay? But you're all the time working on maintaining your consistent kind of balance, your consistent position, the consistent basics through it, that is going to be a really good use of your 25 minutes in the saddle. Okay, which brings us on to day 3. I'm going to again suggest another 25 minutes in walk and trot. And the focus for day 3 would be the half halt and the halt itself, okay? So I think that day 3 is where we begin to blend day 1 and day 2 together. So remember day 1, we were really focused on feeling what was happening underneath us, making sure we're moving with the horse, we're staying with the horse. It was all that. Day 2 was focusing on our balance, our position, making sure that we were able to maintain that both through simple transitions and then while in walk and in trot as well. Well, day 3 is going to be the halt and the half halt, which is a combination of those, because you have to now at this point begin to think about, how is my horse moving and how is my half halt maybe influencing that movement, okay? And I think that, again, the half halt and the halt are something that you can practice and improve all of the time, your whole riding journey through. So it makes sense to begin to do this early on your kind of comeback to riding journey as well, okay? I think that if you can think about in that day 3, okay, the third day of being back in the saddle, of letting each corner, bend, turn, circle, transition be an opportunity for you to refine the half halt, okay, that is going to really help you in your riding. And I would also then, I said halt and half halt, you can start introducing the halt from the perspective of combining, again, the feel for the horse, so what the horse is doing, and then also the actual, your body position through the transition itself, through the asking for the transition, supporting the horse through the transition, and then stepping out the transition as well, or stepping out of the halt as well, okay? So I think that that's important as well. And you will begin to notice, like even just in 25 minutes, you're going to notice these very small, subtle improvements in your abilities, but also in your horse listening to you, okay? So in the responsiveness and the communication. And that is, of course, the foundation for you going forward with the rest of your riding. And then day 4, well, day 4, I would build it up to 30 minutes in walk and in trot. I would then focus on timing the aids to the horse's movements, okay? So if we were just thinking about refining and kind of getting back into play with the half halt again in day three, now we're going to think about actually timing it so that it is an aid to actually improve the overall way of going for you and your horse. When you can begin to feel what your horse is doing, and then you can ask specific questions at specific times, you can begin to experiment with improving, okay? And when you build on yesterday's theme of the half halt and the halt, it's going to lay that solid foundation again, okay? So you're all the time, it's like layering things. You're just building on it, building on it, building on it. And what I would say then is, instead of worrying about yourself, you'll actually be able to turn your attention to creating better communication and to offering more support to your horse throughout the ride. And I think that this is really intriguing. Like, I talk about this a lot. There's this kind of a shift with riders where we go from focusing on ourselves for like the majority of the ride to actually focusing on the horse. And yes, of course, we're also focusing on ourselves in order to improve the horse, but the whole focus is the horse, okay? Whereas if you think about the first thing I mentioned, you're focusing on yourself. It's really kind of, are my heels down? Am I, you know, asking things correctly? Am I bouncing? Am I whatever? Am I doing this? Am I doing that? Okay. It's not so much that anymore. It's like, interesting. Why is he doing that? What could I do to improve that? Maybe I'm not communicating clearly. Maybe this, that, the other. And I would say that you can very quickly begin to make that shift for yourself if you were to follow this sort of a little plan with you, okay? Now, again, you can use your basic position, your alignment, and your aids to both ask and to support your horse. And this is where really the work starts when it comes to developing yourself and your abilities in the saddle again. And I think that, once more, please keep in mind, things are not going to be the same as they were, but it does mean that they could actually be better. But remember, in order to be better, you are going to have to develop your timing, your coordination, your riding fitness, and just your overall confidence in your abilities again. And they take those two things that all things to do with horses require, and that is time and consistency, okay? You're going to have to give it time, and you're going to have to be consistent with what you're doing along the way. I think that's really, really important, okay? Also, as I said before, you are unique as a rider. So maybe these 4 days, maybe you're like, ooh, that's too fast. I don't know if I could do that. Well, stay on day one for 2 or 3 days and then do day two for 2 or 3 days. And you could even mix in a day one again. Do you understand? You can blend this, but there are four like very basic things that you can focus on those first few rides back that are really and truly going to help you to create momentum with you and your horse going forward. Now, if you are looking to really gain momentum and to get my help to do it, I'm going to invite you to join me inside of Returning to Riding. I'm currently taking on new riders in there to work with me privately, and we work online together and we go through all of these basics. Now, it's not just for riders who've been out of the saddle for a while, okay? This is also suitable for riders who are struggling to make that transition from all the time thinking about yourself to actually thinking about what can I do differently to get a better result out of my horse, okay, or from my horse. It's to make that transition from being just a passenger to actually a trainer in the saddle for your horse. We will go through that and we'll be making that transition together. You can find all the details over at returningtoriding.com. I would absolutely love to work with you. It's 9 weeks, we'll work together, and we tailor the 9 weeks to you and whatever you need on your journey with your horse. Okay, I am going to leave it there. You can again find all the details over at returningtoriding.com. The links will be in the show notes as well. Have a super week. Keep well, and I'll chat to you soon. Be good. Bye.